took. It doesn't say what he took. Rashi says in Pshat Lokach Hasasma, he took himself away from the Kehillah. But simply speaking, it doesn't say what he took. So you have to understand, what did he take? Rashi also brings down over here, Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kahos, Ben Levi. But it doesn't mention Yaakov Avinu. Because Yaakov Avinu asked for Rachmanis, that his name should not be mentioned together with the gathering of Kairach, the Kaholam Altechet Kivaydi. With their gathering, my covenant should not be united with them. So he asked not to be with them. Where is his name mentioned? Zot Rashi. They mention by the Duchen, the Levium, so it mentions Yaakov Avinu's name over there. So you have to understand, number one, why did Yaakov Avinu not want his name to be mentioned on the Adas Kairach? I mean, don't we know that Kairach obviously came from Yaakov Avinu? Don't we know that on our own? So why didn't he want his name to be mentioned there? And besides the fact, we know by the Duchen his name was mentioned. So what is it? What was this kpeda of Yaakov Avinu not to be mentioned with the Adas Kairach? So two horrors. What's the Vayikach? And number two, what was this special kpeda, the special tefillah, that Yaakov Avinu should not be mentioned with them? And we know he comes from Yaakov Avinu. The Stipler in the Sefer Birchas Peretz writes, Rashi brings down later on that what provoked Kairach was that he became jealous that Elitzof and Ben Uziel became the Nasi. Made a whole cheshbin. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, they were the sons of Amram. He was the oldest, and they got the kahuna, and they got they were the leaders of Klal Yisrael. I should be next in line. With his cheshbin, he should have been next in line. Zok the Birchas Peretz, that the emes has to be said, that the very fact that Kairach was willing to make a machlaikis, and Kairach was teveya, the covet for himself, he was willing to be kaifer in the emes the kite of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that Hashem appointed everything. He was willing to go through those lengths to take covet for himself. That in itself disqualifies him from being right for any great covet, if he's willing to do that. Because once you see that a person is willing to machavek the Torah, and to deny the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed Moshe and Aaron, so that shows that his own negiyus blinds him from the emes. And if his own negiyus blinds him from the emes, how can he be a leader on Klal Yisrael? A leader on Klal Yisrael, it's very funny today seeing the leaders here in America. You know, you see how everything is guided by their own negiyus. But leadership in Klal Yisrael is a tafkid, you're a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you're blinded by your egin and negiyus, if you're blinded by your own ulterior motives, that is the very thing that disqualifies you. And if he was willing, because of his own negiyus, that he wasn't made the nasi, to be kaifer in Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership, and Mamela was a kfira in Taira, that in itself disqualified him. He wanted to take it for himself. He wanted his egin and ritzainus to rule over here. That in itself blinds him. A person that's Negeya Bedover, and that is what clouds his vision, it's impossible for him to have any Choshevish Stella in Klal Yisrael. Now the Stipel says something interesting. Rashi brings down that Kairach came with the Taina. Talas Shekula Trelas, a Talas that's in Gansen Trelas, does it need an extra Trelas at the end? Or a Bias which is Moli Svarim, does it need a Mezuzah at the end? So the Stipler says, the very taina that Kairach came with, that gufa is the taina against him. Yes, it does. And you know why? You know why a talis shekula tchelis needs that extra string? Because the talis that you wear on your body, that's for your own personal use. Once there's own personal use involved, it blinds you to Yiras Hashem, it blinds you to the mitzvahs of Hashem. The whole purpose of the talis is, or isim ha'isav, is a chartam, is called mitzvahs Hashem, v'as isim ha'isav. So the talis itself, even if it's mole tcheles, but hey, you're using it for your own purposes, it warms you up. Once your own purposes are involved, you don't anymore see with a clarity. The tzitzis at the end that don't warm you up, that has the ability of pattering, or isem ha'isay, when there are no negiyas involved. Same thing with the bias mole svar, the maisa, svar or adavar shebikdusha. If you're using it, the person uses the svar for his own purposes. It's the mezuzah on the outside that you don't touch, you don't open up, you don't have your negiyas, you don't have your own purposes right then and there. That is the thing that you're mekayim the mitzvah with. And that gufa was the upslug against kaira. If you have negiyas, once you have your own purposes in mind, you are disqualified. The very raya that he brought was gufa and upslug to his time. As he's up this diaper. So that answers the first question. What's fayika kairach? What did he take? He was taking for himself. The whole inyan of his machlokes was for his own personal negiyas. It wasn't l'shem shamayim. It was a kicha, it was a taking for his own purposes. And mimele he was negeya b'dover, and that in and of itself disqualified him. What about the question, why did Yaakov Avinu want so much that his name should not be mentioned with Adas Kairach? So I saw a pshat, I don't remember who says it. He says, the emes is that if Kairach wanted, he could have brought a raya from Yaakov Avinu. I shouldn't want to take gedula for myself. Yaakov Avinu did that. Yaakov Avinu chopped away the brachas from Esav. He made a, you know, he took a positive step, you know, and he went and he took it away. So you see that when it comes to gedula, you could take it from someone. You could make ishtadlus to take it for yourself. The answer to that question is a major difference between Yaakov and Kaira. Yaakov Avinu didn't want it b'shem Eifel, look at Chilu. And when Rivka suggested it to him, he says, nay, b'shem Eifel v'inyanat. It was only because she was makel her command upon him that he listened to his mother. And the end result was, it was soifoy mechiech al chilosai. The end was that when Yitzchak Avinu heard he got the brothers, gam baruch yeh. And the Sar Shalaisav had to be made on the brachas also. Seifa Mechich Atchilosa, he didn't want it. So Yaakov Avinu was afraid that Hayyos, he did that, so people might take that and use it as an example for themselves, and Kairach might use that. So that was the payda. Not that it shouldn't be known that Kairach comes from him. Of course Kairach comes from him. That wasn't the inyan. But he didn't want that his actions should be something that motivates Kairach that he should do the same thing. And the truth of the matter is, because Kairach did not come with that time at all. Kairach came with his egen atinus. But Yaakov Avinu did not want what he did to be a riot to Kairach, that he should also pursue goggles, he should also be able to take it away from somebody else. That is why Yaakov Avinu was so mocked. The pasuk goes on to say, Vaydaber el Kairach vel kol adosei lemer. Boiker, let's wait till the morning. V'yoida Hashem es asher loy. Hashem will make known who is his own. V'es hakodesh and who is holy. V'hikru ve'lov and will be able to sacrifice to him. V'es asher yivchar boy yakru ve'lov. Whoever Hashem chooses, he will draw close to him. So Rashi asks the question, why did Moshe want to wait till the morning? So Rashi, now is the time we already ate, we already drank, we're already shikur, and it's not proper to appear in front of Hashem right now. Let's wait till tomorrow before we've eaten, before we've had any wine. Let's wait till tomorrow. So Rashi, the Moshe Rabbeinu's kavanah was to push them off till tomorrow, and maybe they'll think it over, maybe they'll do tshuva. That's Rashi's pshat. But there's other pshatim brought down by the Mefarshim, also very nice pshatim. I saw a pshat brought down from the Maram Shif. Maram Shif says, the Gemara Darshan's in Masechtas Yuma Daf Ayin Hey, that the mon was like Zera God, like the coriander seed. So Darshan, the Gemara, Zera God from the Lashon of Haggadah. The mon was Magid. It was able to tell what went on in the secret, in the houses of the people in secret. The mon was Magid der Averis. How? The next day, in the morning, when the mon fell, said Tzadikim, the mon came to their doorstep. People that were not mamish tzaddikim, they had to walk out a little bit. Rishon had to go far away and sometimes even run after their mon. The mon would run away from them. So the mon would tell who is a tzaddik, who is a rasha. So when Kairach over here said, Ki chol ha'edah kulun kadosh, we're all kadosh. Everybody's equal, everybody is great. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them, no problem. You want everybody is great? Let's wait till tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning when the mon is going to fall, and you'll see that by some people it's going to be by the doorstep, by other people it'll be far away, by other people go far away. Boiker v'yayda Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will notify us then, if kol ha'edah kulun kedoshim, if everybody's tack on the same madrega. Those are the Maram Shif. I saw another pshat brought down from the Sefer Kosna Isar. Very chashuv a Sefer. The Kosna Isar says a different pshat. Rashi brings down later on in Pasuk Tezvav that Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Tefen El Minchasam. Don't turn to their karbanas. Moshe Rabbeinu asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know that every individual in Klal Yisrael has a chelik in the carbon tumbin, the Tmidei Tzibur. Don't be makabel their chelik in the carbon tzibur. Do not allow the fire to burn their chelik in the carbon tzibur. The fire should burn everything else and not that. So Zokta Kosin Azar, that day's carbon already was brought. The morning carbon. The night carbon, the evening carbon, that still had to be brought. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that carbon should not consume their chelik in it, and that would show that they're not deserving of having a chelik in the carbon tumid. Shalom, he said, we know that the carbon tumid, the fire burns the whole night. The lashon of the pasuk is, it says, it burns the entire night. So the only way you were able to tell that the chelik was left over, if at the end of the night it finished burning, and it should have been totally consumed, and it's not, so you see that their chelik was left over. But during the night you wouldn't be able to see that, because even if it's not consumed, you can still say there's still time till the morning. So for that, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Boiker, in the morning, when the fire should have consumed the entire carbon, and you'll see there's certain pieces that are not consumed, then you'll see that HaKadosh Baruch was not makabel their carbon. That it was a midah connected midah involved over here, because the karbonos tzibur, the tzibur is everybody is together in one. But they took themselves away from the tzibur, so the midah connected midah was HaKadosh Baruch who said, so don't allow the fire to burn their carbon. They are not a chelik of the tzibur. Those are another two pshatim in Boiker, why dafka waiting till the morning? Vayomer Moshe el Kairach, Shimon or B'nai Levi, listen B'nai Levi, Hama'at mikem, is it little to you? Ki hivdol alakei Yisrael eschem yadas Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu segregated you, he separated you from the rest of the assembly of Klal Yisrael. V'hikrev eschem elov, lavedes avodes mishkan Hashem. He drew you near to work in the Mishkan, v'lami lufnei ha'edel l'sharsam, and to stand in front of the gathering, and to be misharis them, v'yakrev ha'yishchav eskol ha'checha b'nei Levi idcha. And he drew you near, and all of your brothers of b'nei Levi, u'vikashtem gam kuhuna. You're asking for kuhuna as well. So you have to understand, what was the time of Moshe Rabbeinu? I mean, just because they were appointed as Levim, they shouldn't want kuhuna as well? Like, what does one have to do with the other? Just because they have Levim, Levia, they shouldn't want kuhuna. So Sfasema says, I'm already the Gibshad over here. One of the tactics of the Yetzer Hara is to make a person small in his own eyes to hold them back from Avodah. A bachur is younger, and, you know, he starts having maybe a she'ifa, maybe I should learn more, maybe I should daven better. Nah, you know what, you're still young, you can still take it easy. You know, not much is expected of you. You know, when you get older, you learn 20 hours a day. When you get older, your Shemoneh Esrei will be much longer. Now, nah, not so much. A person that doesn't make such a big parnasa, say, I should give tzedakah. My dollar, my $2, what does that, you know, I'll be a gvir, when I be a gvir, I'll become a gvir, then I'll give a big donation. But now, what's my little donation? My little donation's not really worth anything. Person's a bala boss, and he works during the day, has to earn a parnasa. So sometimes he'll think to himself, yeah, what is my learning worth? I'll learn an hour a day, an hour and a half a day, it's nothing. Wow. Might as well not do it. You know, what is the chashivas of 1 hour? It doesn't come to anything. That's a big mistake. That's a tactic of the Yetzer Hara. Tactic of the Yetzer Hara. Number one, Zaltas Fasemes. Number one, when it comes to Gashmi, is the Kinyon, will you also say the same thing? Person has an opportunity to make $25, $30, $50. It's not so much. You know, it's not good to do that way. It's an Irish guy, you know. It's an Irish guy. It's a Kal V'chaimer. When it comes to Ruchni Yizdiki and Yonim, even the small things, a person has to be Ma'akshav. Number one, why waste anything? Why waste any opportunity? Number two, in Ruchnius, it's not shy to give a measurement for Ruchnius. Even one word of Torah is priceless. 1 minute of learning, it's endless shy how great that is. A word of Tefillah, a dollar of tzedakah, less than a dollar of tzedakah, when it comes to ruchnis de kinyonim, it's not shaykh to be mishayr the worth of it. And furthermore, even if this thing in and of itself is a little thing, but one plus one, it gets together. And then it gets together more and more. And over a long period of time, everything that you do, it becomes a cheshbon gadol. So this is the eitz of the eitz ahara. We find by the Gedolim, unlike B'derech HaTeva, you find a guy that's a multimillionaire, he's not going to deal with little profits of $10, $20, $30, that's nothing for him. But by the Gedolim Lehepach, every little opportunity to do a mitzvah, even the smaller things, they made a big deal out of. The Gemara tells us, Medrash tells us a very different thing. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose Moshe Rabbeinu to be the Roye Naman of Klal Yisrael, when he was the Roye son of Yisrael? One of the sheep ran away, and he ran after it, and he picked it up, and he started talking to it, and he says, "Are you thirsty? If I only would have known, I would have given." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the way Moshe Rabbeinu treats one little Baal Chai. He says, "That's the way you treat a Baal Chai." He says, "That shows that you are right to be the leader of Klal Yisrael." The Medrash tells us the same thing with my Mordechai, b'chayim v'yayim, Mordechai mishalach b'chatzar melech l'das ha'shloim Esther. State in the Medrash, Atoda Rashta, you went out to find out the shloim, the welfare of one woman. Chayecha, that you'll be derish the shalom of Gans Klal Yisrael, shenemer derish shalom l'chol zare. What's the pshat? A person does not become a gadol over a whole kehillah overnight. When you're machshav the little things, when you're machshav the one person, when you're machshav the individuals, so then you're right to graduate and then to be machshav and to be oisik with the greater tzibur. But Yaakov Avinu, you find the same thing. Yaakov Avinu went back for pachim ktanim, for little glasses. He went back. Osepis. The Torah says because Yaakov Avinu realized that even the small kelim, if it could be used for dvarim shebikdusha, it's a gevaldik gezach. There's no such thing as small when it comes to ruchnis. He understood that all of the physical assets that we've been given, from big to small, are all used to be mekadoshim shemayim. So therefore, Yaakov Avinu went back even for the pachim ktanim. Tzadikim or machshiv, even the small things. So Moshe Rabbeinu saw that they weren't satisfied with the leviyah. He says, "You're not satisfied with the Leviyah. Let's make a Cheshbon HaNefesh over here. Let's make a Cheshbon HaNefesh." He told him the following. "Hama'at mikem, you're coming to be Mevakesh Kuhuna because Leviyah is not so choshev in your eyes. Take a look how choshev it is. Ki higdol alakei Yisrael eschem me'adasi Yisrael. He higdol, I'm sorry. Alakei Yisrael eschem me'adasi Yisrael. He separated you. Lahakur eschem elov. He separated you. You should be closer than anybody else. That's a small thing. Lavid es avoidas mishkan Hashem. To work in the avoida inside the mishkan. That's a small thing. V'lamed lufnei ha'edo l'sharsim. You're the middle. You're the medium between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a small thing in your eyes. If you consider that a small thing, how in the world can you be Kehanan? Someone that doesn't understand the value of even a little bit of Ruchnias is not fit to be a bigger Misharis in front of Hashem. The Gedolim became Gedolim because they understood that every drop of Ruchnias is a Davar Chashev. Here you've been given a tremendous, tremendous Shlichus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one, he separated you to be closer. Number two, he gave you Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. Number three, you are the medium between Hashem and His people, and you teach them the Torah. That's a small thing. If you're not machsh of that, how could you be fit for kohun? That was the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Our question was, like, what kind of a teretz is Moshe Rabbeinu giving them? You already have the Leviyah. You want kohuna also. The teretz is, if you don't understand the chashivas of the Leviyah, if you don't understand what it's all about, and you're making it avek like it's nothing, you're not fit for kohun. This was This is what Moshe Rabbeinu answered him. This is a tremendous lima to us. We tend to mach ourselves avek. You know, we tend to minimize our chashivas in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I read an article last week, which is very enlightening, very emes, mamish very emes. A couple of weeks ago, there were never three tragedies. There was a tragedy of a little boy in Disney World that an alligator schlepped him away into the water. and the parents were holding on, they were trying to fight the alligator, and Nebuchadnezzar didn't work, but the parents were considered heroes. The moms were fighting the alligator. There was another maisa that same week where a mother was walking with her child, and there was one of these wild cats, these cougar, I'm not sure, whatever it is, that attacked the child, and the mother went over, and she gave the thing a frost, and he pulled it away. She fought with this animal. She saved her kid, and that was in the news. And there was a third maisa where a mother saved her child from a wild wolf, you know. So the article, the point of the article was, we read about these stories and they seem mamish heroic like anything. And it is heroic to build up the courage, you know, to build up the courage. I remember John F. Kennedy, he wrote a book, Profiles in Courage. I remember in his Hagdama, he writes, he brings down the translation of courage is grace under pressure. Ernest Hemingway types the grace under pressure. Mamish meridik heroism. But we forget that a yid that goes to daven three times a day with minyan, he's kavei itim la'tayra, he supports his family, and he does what he's supposed to do, and he keeps HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bria going on a regular basis. Is that hama'at mikam? Is that a small thing? And the truth of the matter is, even in Yiddishkeit, this person runs this chesed organization, and this person mamish is giving who knows how much money for this binyan, and their names are splashed all over. We tend to think of ourselves, you know, and we're little nothings or whatever. We're just regular ho-hum, regular run-of-the-mill people. And that can't be, nothing could be further from the truth. The Taina on the Adas Kairach was Hama'at Mikem. Do you not value who you are? Do you not value how chashuv your position is? We make a brach every single day. Shaloy Asani Goy. We're the Yidden, we're chosen. I shall bach upon you, Kala Anim. Shloy Asani Oved, we're B'nai Chayrim. Shloy Asani Isha, we have Taryag Mitzvahs, we have the full amount of Mitzvahs. That in and of itself, we have to understand how lucky we are, Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkenu, how great we are in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right after that, it says, Pakeach Ivrim, that a person has to have the vision. Open up our eyes. We shouldn't be blinded by, you know, the big tararam that they make over certain people. We shouldn't forget who we ourselves are. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them. Hama'at mikem, you're minimizing the chashivas. And if you are minimizing the chashivas, then you don't have an idea of what ruchnius is, and then you're talking not fit for kuhun. I saw a very nice vort from the Marsham, the Berzana Rav, Shalom Shvadron's Zayde, Shalom Mordechai Kain Shvadron, the Bereshana Rav Mamish from those Choshev Rabbonim in Europe. So it says, Hama'at Mikem, is it enough that HaKadosh Baruch, is it little that he did this? Ubi Kashtim Gam Kuhuna. She says a pshat like this, Hama'at Mikem, Shevet Levi, it's Yadua, in population was the least of all the Shvatim. Why? Because amongst them, there were those that worked with the Aron. The Aron was Kadosh, and they made one wrong move, and they didn't give it the full chashivus. They were nifter. The Aron took away a good number of the Bnei Levi. Right? So Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, Hama'at Mikem, why are you so little? Is because you're with the Aron, with Dvarim Shebikdusha. You want kahuna yet? If you go into the Beis HaMikdash with all of those opportunities to come into contact with Kedusha, if you blow it a little bit, that's going to minimize you even more. Uvikashtem gam kuhuna. You want kuhuna also. This is the way he touched the pasuk over here. The pasuk goes on to say, Im kimois kol ha'odam yemusin eila. Moshe Rabbeinu said, if these people die like everybody else, uvkudas ha'odam yipokeh, and the destiny of all men will be visited upon them. Loi Hashem shlochani, Hashem didn't send me. V'mbriya yivra Hashem, if Hashem creates a bria, u'potzeser es pia, u'baloizam, and it opens up its mouth and swallows them up, as kol asher lahem, v'yeridu chayim she'olam, and they go down into the pit, alive, v'yedatem ki niyatsu ha'noshim ha'ilas Hashem, then you'll know Hashem, they provoked Hashem. So the Mefarshim ask a kasha, why was it necessary for there to be a Bria Chadosha, something that never happened before, like a supernatural thing to show that they provoked Hashem? And if let's say the Stam would have died, that wouldn't be enough of a simon. Like, why did it have to be a supernatural thing? Why not B'derech HaTeva? The wall died B'derech HaTeva. Why would that not be a good enough simon? So Moshe Sternberg Shlita writes in his sefer that Korach v'Hadassah, when they made this machloikis, they were kofer b'chol haTorah kula, because the Torah is the tzivi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a chelik of the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the one that gave the Torah. Moshe Emes v'Seirosei Emes. Everything that Moshe Rabbeinu said is true. And if they were kofer in Moshe, they were kofer not only in Moshe, but in Torah Hashem as well. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to prove the Emes, the kait of Torah, and the kayach haTorah. It's your dua that the Bria is governed by the kayach haTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu istachel ba'eraisa u'bara alma. The Torah is the blueprint for the Bria, and the Torah, it controls the ganze Bria. There's a Peladik Yerushalmi, a well-known Yerushalmi. We know that a young girl, before she's 3 years old, if she has marital relations, then the skin, the covering, the simonim come back. Let's say she was already 3 years old in one day, and somebody was boiling her. So the skin does not come back. Let's say somebody was boiler at 3 years old in one day, and Bezdin was ma'abr the year, and they added a month, the Yerushalmi says that the Basulim come back. There's a perfect example how the Torah governs the Metzias. The Metzias of the Bria is governed by the Torah. Similarly, a boy's bar mitzvah, right? So he becomes a bendas. The Torah tells us when he reaches a certain age, he becomes a bendas. Let's say he became bar mitzvah and he made a kinyan. So the kinyan is good because he's a ben das. And then Bezdin is ma'aber the year. They had another month. He's no longer bar mitzvah. Kinyan becomes bottle. The Torah controls the mitzvahs of the Bria. Whether he has das, whether he doesn't have das, that is governed not necessarily by the age in years or in months. That is governed totally by the Torah. The entire world is governed by the Torah. The Gemara tells us, famous story of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer. He was on his way to being Mekayim of Pidyon Shvuyim, and he came across the river Ginoy. So he said, Ginoy, chloik li meim, split your waters for me. He said, but why should I split your waters? You know, you're going to do a mitzvah, and I'm going to do my mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to do this. So he said, if you don't split your waters, I'll be geyser, that no waters will ever pass through you again. So split. So then it goes back again. He says there was somebody behind him that was carrying wheat for matzahs. Split for him as well. Split for him as well. There was a guy lagging behind. He was also a little bit part of their group. He said split for him as well, because they shouldn't say that this is the way we treat, you know, people that escort us. And they split a third time. The Gemara says, "Kamen efishin hay gavra miMoshe, how much greater he is than Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu only split the yam once, and he was able to split it three times." Once heard of Vart, "Kamen efishin hay gavra." Where does the koyach of this person come from? Pinchas ben Yoyer, miMoshe. He got his koyach from Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the koyach haTorah. The Torah has the power of controlling the Bria, and this is really what he was telling the River Ginoy. If you don't split, I'll be geyser. The power of Torah makes everything else, you know, it makes everything else secondary. You are kofef to the power of the Torah. The teva changes when it comes to the Torah. That was the pshat over here. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to prove the superiority of Torah. And the way to do that is to show that the teva is kofef and teva changes. If they would have died naturally, that would have been one thing. But Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to show you were kofef in the Torah. Now, Shalof Yizeh, the Koyach HaTorah and the Emesdikait of Torah will prove that you were wrong. How? The Teva will change. Why? Because the Torah is Geyser, and the Shliach of the Torah is Geyser, that the Teva should change, and that will be the Simen that Moshe Emes v'Sei Rosei Emes. The Gemara Taka says in Masechtas Baba Basra that Rabbi Bar Bachana was once in the Midbar, and he found this Arab traveler that was going along. He says, come, let me show you where Korach v'Hadassah are buried. They came to this crevice, and he heard them coming up and saying, Moshe emes v'sei rosei emes v'anu badoim. Moshe is true, and his Torah is true, and we are liars. Because that is they came to that hakara a little bit too late once they were down there. But that's what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to prove with this whole business, that the Torah, and this is emes dikit Torah, if it wouldn't be Torah's emes, then this wouldn't happen. But the fact that this is Torah Semes, the tzivui that Moshe should be the leader, and Aaron should be the Kohen Gadol, and this should be the Seder Advarim, that's all pi Torah, and you're kaifer in the Torah will now show that the entire Bria will change its regular Teva to take care of itself. I just want to finish off with one word. At the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a simen. He said that let all the Nesiim of the Shvatim, let them all bring their staves, their sticks, and Aaron will bring his, and you'll see that Aaron's will grow, you know, it'll grow shkedim, it'll give off, it'll blossom. So it says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Hoshev es mata Aaron lefnei ha'edus l'mishmeres. Return the mat of Aaron in front of the Oren. It'll be a safekeeping, la'ois l'vnei Mary. It'll be a sign for the rebellious ones, and then their complaints will stop. So Bayas Moshe Kasha Siva Hashem Oisoi, Kain Osa. Moshe Rabbeinu did what Hashem told him to do, Kain Osa. Why is the Torah, like, what's this double lashon? Bayas Moshe Kasha Siva Hashem Oisoi, Kain Osa. So I'm going to Rabbi Akiva Sofer, as Atzal says, one would have thought that Moshe Rabbeinu will bring the stick in front of the Aron. This will be a zecher li'olam to my superiority. Take a look, they rebelled against me, and they wanted to show that I'm saying sheker, and my brother Aaron is saying sheker, and now this is going to be the proof that we were emes. That'll show that we were right all along. That's l'chayra what his feeling should have been. Zoktan's the Torah. Vayas Moshe kasher tzivei Hashem kein osa. He did exactly the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, without any negias for himself. Hagam l'chayra, one would think that he's right with this negi as far as they were pagan his covet. Nay. Vayas Moshe kasher tzivei Hashem kein osa. He did exactly as he was told, without any shinuyim, without any other kavanas involved, without any ulterior motives. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.